The Sheriff's Department issued a statement saying that at 1:23 p.m., an email threat was received by a business in the Silver Creek Business Park, not far, in fact, from the Sheriff's Office. Lieutenant Andrew Wright told KPCW the email was similar to others being reported. The message said there was a bomb in the building and demanded a payment in Bitcoin. Responding deputies found no identified devices or confirmed threats. Lieutenant Wright said there have been over 50 threats reported in Utah alone. Sheriff Justin Martinez, appearing on The Local View with Randy Barton, said when the first report of a threat came in Thursday, they believed it was an isolated incident.
It started off when the call came into Park City. You know, we were notified, and then we offered our support. And then I get a call from Wasatch County saying that they got the same thing at their government building. Mm-hmm. And then as we started hearing more, it was in Idaho. And then, you know, as the information started trickling in, we found out that this occurred all the way from New York to San Francisco across mm-hmm. the entire nation. That nobody's too little. No, not at all. Mm-hmm. They're looking for that person that has $10, $10 million. Mm-hmm. They really don't care because it's a numbers game to these scammers to see how many people they can get.
The sheriff said it's scary when the modern age of the internet and social media can allow threats to be made widely and anonymously. The sheriff said there's also a reason that the ransom is demanded in Bitcoin.
But Bitcoin it's not traceable. Yeah. That's the thing. It's an untraceable form of exchange. And mm-hmm. so the scary thing is,
have we ever had anybody fall for that?
Yes,
though?
I mean,
we've had people go figure out how to get Bitcoin and send it to somebody.
And you can get on Bitcoin exchanges all over the internet. All you have to do is type in a Bitcoin exchange. Mm. And you can give them your credit card and get access to Bitcoin. And then you can take that information and you can upload it. And so, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who fall prey to scams just like this. And I think this one, the general theme that I, from understanding, is that they were asking for 20,000 in Bitcoin. So I don't know. There was no established bomb threats from any of them. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how many people actually uploaded Bitcoin thinking that they were going to get caught. And I know the ones you're talking about. Something pops up on your computer. I know what website you've been. We're going to expose you. I know who you are.
Yeah.
Unless you pay us off. And a lot of people do that. And unfortunately,
don't
do it. But some elderly get caught up in it.
The Sheriff's Department is asking anyone who has received a similar bomb threat to contact them at 615-3600. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.